Nesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Zayin, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vavim and Beis. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Daf Chavchesa Min Aleph, and the Mishnah brought a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as to the time they require for Chazakah on a Sadeh Beis Habal, but both of them agree that there is no requirement to have a full 3 years, and even if it would Shal Shalom Ve'im Yem Liyim, it would be a valid Chazakah. And Rabbi Shmuel stated we require 18 months, and according to Rabbi Kiva, there is a requirement for 14 months. And the Mishnah then continued, on Rabbi Shmuel stated, where is the machlekes between myself and Rabbi Kiva? That's by a stei lavin and a field that grows grain. Avol b'stei ilan, but in an orchard where you have multiple different trees and each tree produces their fruits at different rates and the fruits of various trees ripen at various times and at different times. So Rabbi Shmuel states that in that scenario we wouldn't even require a full year to have a chazaka, and as long as konses tvasa and masaka zesav and mekonis es ketzai harei ilu gimel shanim, as long as you harvest 3 different crops. Even if it happens in 1 year, it would be a valid chazakah. As Rashbam stated, I'll bestate ilan sheperiseh nilkotum leprakim, where their fruits are harvested at different times, abnavim perak echad, grapes at one period of time, bezesim perak acha, and olives at a different season, uteinu perak acha, and figs at a different time, then the din is that konses tvoasai, umasaka zesiv, konses ketzai, reizu chazakah ki'ilu hein gimel shanim. Let's remember that although the feet of Rashbam, we did not have a shita of the chachamim in the Mishnah that argue on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. However, as our Gemara brought from Rav and Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Zudir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Al Chacham Imim, however, we have a Kabbalah that Chacham stated, Cheskas of Gimel Shanim Yayim Liyayim, and similarly, we brought a member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Zudir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Al Chacham Imim, Ashiyig the Shalosh Kedayers, Vivtsu Gimel Mitzirus, Vivtsu Gimel Mitzikais, and as we will see, Abai will explain that in the Chenamid is a machlekes between a Chachamim against Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, as Lepid Chacham, we require 3 years, and according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, it's only a requirement to pick 3 crops, but there's no requirement to have a chazaka for 3 years. However, even the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Shmuel that just because you're trying to make a chazaka in one piece of kaka, that doesn't mean that you have to use the entire kaka at that moment and at every moment. And as long as you use that parcel of land, kederach pnei adam, and just like an owner would use the land, then that would create a chazaka, even if you don't use the entire field that entire year, as we will explain. Our Gemara begins, Amar Abaya, Abaya states, Rabbi Shmuel Nishma Rabbanan, from the Shita Rabbi Shmuel that we saw in our Mishnah, Benegeya Stei Ilan, so we could also understand the Shita Rabbanan. And since the fear Rabbi Shmuel, even if someone was machzik in a piece of kaka and he was machzik in the Stei Ilan by harvesting 3 different crops, and there's no requirement that he has to harvest all 3 crops 3 different times, so we could also learn that Lefida Rabbanan, they would also agree to that point of Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore, Hayulay Shleisha Milan is Mimatar Asar Lebesar. Reuven had a field that had 30 young trees, and we know that in order for young trees to receive the proper nourishment, they have to be planted in a specific amount of space, and we know that the shear is that you have to plant 10 young trees in a shear of a besa, which is a shear of 50 amas by 50 amas, which is 2,500 square amas, and therefore each individual tree has to have 250 square amas of soil all around it in order that it should have the proper nourishment and in order that this tree should not die. And therefore, if Reuven had a field that had 30 young trees and they were spread out in the area of 3 besa, when 7,500 square amas, even Rabbanan would agree that Ocha Asar B'Shanazu, V'Asar B'Shanazu, V'Asar B'Shanazu, Harezu Chazaka. And if Reuven only consumed the pyrus of 10 trees in year 1, and the pyrus of 10 other trees in year number 2, and the pyrus of the last 10 trees in year number 3, then that would be considered a valid Chazaka, as although he didn't use the entire Sada for all 3 years, but ultimately he picked 3 crops in 3 years, and therefore it would be a valid Chazaka. It's important to know that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Min Aleph will actually qualify this din, and the Gemara will state that the only time that we say that this would be valid chazaka is only if when Reuven used the 10 trees in year number 1, the other 20 trees did not produce any pears, and therefore he didn't consume those pears. However, if the other trees would produce pears and he wouldn't use those pears, then certainly he would not have a chazaka, as then he's not being machziki inchi, and he's not using the sada as an owner would use the sada, and therefore the actual owner may have said to himself, I don't have to be ma'ara, because ultimately we see that he's eating the pears like a goslin is, and therefore his chazaka would not be a valid chazaka. And similarly, the Gemara will qualify that certainly Reuven did not use the 10 trees that were together in year 1, and then the next 10 trees in year number 2, and then the next 10 trees, which is in the third base saw, in year number 3, but instead these fruit trees actually produce pears in all 3 of these parcels of land. And for example, in parcel 1 and in base saw number 1, each year only 3 of the trees produce pears, and Reuven consumed these pears. And similarly, in Beis Son number 2, only 3 of the 10 trees actually produced pears, and Reuven consumed those pears. And finally, in parcel number 3, and in the third Beis Son, in the first year, only a total of 4 out of the 10 trees in that Beis Son produced pears in year number 1, and Reuven also consumed the pears of those 4 trees for a total of 10 trees in year number 1. And similarly, year number 2, it would be 3, 4, and 3, and year number 3, it would have been 4, 3, and 3, and ultimately, at the end result, Reuven consumed all the pears of 30 trees in 3 years, and that would be a valid chazakah. Before we go into the details of this case and we see the Rashbams, let us continue on Daf Lam and Zayin Min Aleph and complete the sugya as the Gemara continues. Lav mi Amar Rabbi Shmuel chad peri rabbi chazaka l'klu peri. And didn't Rabbi Shmuel teach us in the Mishnah that even though Reuven was only machzik in olives, that he still considered that he was machzik in the entire field? And as Rashbam points out, the makom hazeh mahani l'makom hatfua v'akayitz uchayilu hichzik b'shloshin dami. Similarly, v'chein kishikana says to us, when he gathers in his grapes, k'mish hichzik b'shloshin dami, it's as if he made a chazaka in all 3 crops. Shemina tamazeh havichesu shaloshanim b'chol sada. And as we know, Rabbi Shmuel states that it's considered a chazaka of 3 years in the entire sada. Afal pishul hichzik by bekuluk in pamachas. And even though you only made a chazaka on each type of fruit only 1 time, and therefore hachinami in our case l'fidra abana as well, hani have a chazaka l'hadi, v'hani have a chazaka l'hani, by using 10 trees each year and you use all 30 trees within 3 years, that will create a chazaka for the entire stay of Elon according to the Chachamim. As Rashbam continues on the first of the narrow lines, hachinami cheskes makam yudri lana shel shani rishayin azu chashuv and ki'ilu hichzik nami b'makam ha'esrin v'chein b'shniyah v'chein b'shlishes ki'ilu hichzik b'chol shana b'lam rilonais. And as we previously stated, that the Gemara will qualify this din of Abaya, and the Gemara therefore states v'hani mili, and when do we say that this type of chazaka would work even though you're only using 10 trees every single year? That is talking about a scenario where in this field only 10 of the trees actually produce pears every single year, and the other trees were barren and didn't produce fruits during that year. And it was certainly that if the other trees actually produce pears and Reuven didn't consume those pears and didn't take the benefit of those pears, then certainly it would not be a valid chazaka, even though he used 10 trees every single year and ultimately used each tree at least 1 time. As the only way that someone could have chazaka is if he uses all of the pears and uses this land the way that an owner would use the land. And certainly if an owner has fruit trees that actually bear fruits, then certainly he would pick it every single year. And therefore, by the fact that Reuven did not pick these fruit trees every single year, so it shows that he was actually acting like a ganav and he wasn't achziki k'demachziki inchi. And as Rashbam states, that it has to be dumi to Rabbi Shmuel shemalaka kol mashe gadol b'sada. Rashbam is bothered that how could you have a scenario where you can have 30 trees in a field and every single year only 10 of these trees will actually produce pears and the other 20 trees will not produce pears, and then the second year we'll have a different 10 trees which will produce pears and the other 20 trees will not produce pears, and finally in the third year the last 10 trees will produce pears and the other 20 trees will not produce pears. And of course this doesn't seem to be a normal scenario. Therefore the Rashbam brings down a perush rach kagoyim b'nei shuach, that we're talking about a certain pre she'im perusei nigmarim ad gimel shanim. Their pears take 3 years in order to fully ripen and fully mature. Therefore it's very possible they had a field where every year there was a different 10 trees that actually were ready to be picked and those fruits finally ripened, and therefore this scenario would be shchiach. The reason why we know that this is what the Rashbam was bothered by, because Ayin Teis Dilu Maskel Heichad Le'apik, Teis brings the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel, and then he states the Lokach Utmer Rabbeinu Chananel B'Bnei Shuach the Bishari Lonis Be'elu Shonim Le'Yarzeh, as if we're talking about standard fruit trees that produce pears every single year. So it's almost impossible to think that this scenario will actually ever occur. The scenario would have to be that all 30 of these trees had bad crops for at least 2 out of 3 years, and the same 20 years that had a problem in year number 1 were not the same 20 trees that had a problem in year number 2, and there's also a requirement that has to be spread out over the 3 Beisa. And certainly even if someone have a field of 30 trees, this would not even occur in 1,000 years, and it is so uncommon and so not shriach. And Taizen continues, that although it's true that the fruit of Bnei Shuach doesn't produce pears every year and each of its crops takes a full 3 years to actually grow, but certainly in year number 1 some part of the fruit already grew, and even though it's not ripe and not ready to pick, however ultimately it's on the tree, and therefore this is not similar to the case of Sharmud, and you shouldn't be able to use these pears in order to create a chazaka at all. And the here it's pashut that even though right now we're going like the shita of chachamim, and as the Gemara and Daf Chaf Chesam Beis stated that the din of Rabbi Yechman brought that shematim halchusha that they learned the din of chazaka from the din of sharmud was only stated lefi Rabbi Shmuel and lefi Rabbi Kiva, and as the Gemara stated man halchusha Rabbi Shmuel, and one of the certainly even according to Rabbanan where Rav stated that the reason why we require 3 years is because shasa kamaisa mizdar and shbeshtari tati v'tlas mizdar tefele mizdar. However, certainly they also learn from the din of sharmud to certain dinim. I in the Gemara previously entices into the shleima kivin shadayin yeshana agmash lehen havishap beinudis lehayperi leis lehayperi. As the only time that we say this klal, and once a pre is already grown, then you can't consider it as part of the chazaka, and you can't use it for the next year. That is only when we're talking about peris that are going to be ripened very quickly and very shortly. However, in the case of bnei shuach, where the peri is already on the tree in year number one and year number two, but since it won't be ripe for an additional year, so therefore by consuming it in year number three, it is still part of a val chazaka, ayin in taisvis. And as Rashbam continues, avli apik hani lamini lon is kulu peris b'chol shana. However, all 30 of these trees produce peris every single year. V'le ochel Reuven doesn't consume those peris. El yud minau, aside for 10 trees, lo yavi hani hinu chazaka l'chaf. Then certainly you can't use the 10 trees as a chazaka for the other 20. The kim lo ochel kol peris gilal atme shasada inu shaloi v'yor lahachse chazaka gemura v'fikach lechosh zeh ma'ar limchais v'lo yavi chazaka. And therefore it wouldn't be a valid chazaka. The Gemara continues and further qualifies the din of Abaya, and as we previously explained, v'hu debazi bazuzi, that the only time that we say that Reuven could create a chazaka by only using 10 of these trees is only if these trees are spread out amongst the three beisah. However, if all 10 trees that he consumed were actually in one beisah, for example, in year one, Reuven made a chazaka and consumed all the peris of the 10 trees that were in parcel A, and then in year two, he consumed all the peris of the 10 trees that were in parcel B, and year three, he consumed all the pears that were in parcel C. And even if in those years, the only trees that produced pears were those 10 trees that Reuven consumed, and the other 20 trees did not produce any pears, but even so, it would not be a valid chazaka. As Rashbam states on the first of the wide lines, and he consumed three trees in each beisa. Certainly, Rashbam doesn't mean three, but he means three, three, and four, and therefore he was machzik in all of the sada. However, Abel Ochel Yudi Lonis Biyachah VeBeisa Zu UVeShana Shniya Kamoikem VeBeisa Sheni VeChem BeShlishis Ein Chazaka DeChol Beisa Choshev Stei Ilum VeFnei Atmai. As each Beisa is its own parcel of land, VeSada Shalim Loya VeChazaka LeSada Acher. And certainly, you can't make Chazaka on parcel A in order to effectuate a Chazaka on parcel B. VeHainu Nami Yudim Rav Shmuel. And this is also similar to the din of Rabbi Shmuel. The Kanes Tzvasim Masik Hazisav SheBechol HaSada Oichel. As in that case, you're consuming periods that are all over the field. The stam stay elon aplay kulu mufuzar nazesim vadakolim, as the standard method that they used to use when creating an orchard was that they would spread out the trees and they wouldn't put all of the trees of one species all in one spot. And therefore, when the machzor gathered grapes, olives, and dates, he's actually using the entire sada. And even though he wasn't using every single tree in that sada, but ultimately he was picking every single type of produce that was available to pick at that time. And therefore, he was able to create a valid chazaka. Before we continue, let's just go back to the bottom Rashbam's on Daf Lamed Vav Beis, where Rashbam points out in Divrei Maskil Mimata Asara LeBeisa the Beis Tzarach LeEsanitias. As we know, that in order for young trees to survive, they have to be planted in a ratio of 10 young trees in an area of a Beisa or in an area of 2,500 square amis. As we already saw on Daf Chaf Vav Beis in Perek LeYachba, Avon Pachas BeBeisa LeYudri Lanes. However, if the 10 trees are planted in less than a Beisa, Harei Smuchim BeYisa, then they're too close together. V'Havi Kiyar, and it's considered like a forest, as certainly it's not considered chazaka, as you weren't machzik in this field like a normal person would, as certainly at some point we would have to rip out these trees from the ground, as there's not enough nutrients to make sure that all these trees could survive. Rashbam continues that in the opposite case, and if Reuven actually planted 10 trees in an area that is larger than a beisa, and for example, he planted 10 trees in an area of 5,000 square amis, then since there's too much space, even if you actually be machzik in all the 10 trees for 3 years, that would not entitle Reuven to a chazaka on the entire parcel of land, as Lemaisa, an owner, would have planted 20 trees in this area, and by the fact that he only planted 10 trees, so therefore he wasn't machzik in a machzik inchi. However, the Rashbam states that although Reuven won't have a complete chazaka on all 5,000 square amis, but certainly he would have a chazaka on 250 square amis around each tree. And now that we saw this Rashbam, let us see the second to bottom Rambam Tesis on this Amud, Diba Masal Matasar Lebesa. Tesis first brings down a question on the first point of the Rashbam, that if there would be a scenario where the Machzik actually planted 10 trees in less than a Besa, then as the Rashbam stated, it's a Yar, and therefore the Chazaka would not apply. And Tesis asks a question at that point, which we will not get into. And then three lines before the end of Tesis, Tesis continues and discusses the end of the Rashbam, and he points out, that even though the Rashbam said that if we planted 10 trees in an area that is larger than a Besar, then although you won't have a chazak on the entire parcel of land, but you will have a chazaka around the area of the tree. However, the Taisa says, then this scenario, you wouldn't be kain a kaka at all. And Taisa specifically states, and also, let's keep in mind that it seems from our Gemara that we're talking about young trees, that the requirement for young trees is 10 trees per Besa. However, Ayin Tesis that discusses what would be the din b'negei mature trees, where we know that the requirement for nourishment of older trees is actually 3 trees per Besa, which is of course a much larger area, and Tesis wants to be mechalad between those cases and the case of our Gemara. However, Ayin Ritva, who is not mechalad between young trees and mature trees, Ayin Shum. Now that we saw the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that stated v'hu d'bazir b'zuzei, so let's see the Ritva, as Ritva states that our Gemara, when we said that he planted 30 trees in 3 Besa, so the Ritva points out that there's no requirement it had to be 30 ilanes, as even if he would have planted only 10 ilanes, the same didn't apply. The reason why Abaye gave us a scenario where there were 30 trees is in order to teach us a chiddush, the afagad the maidishtar b'chol shasa v'shasa the loyachalei who choshev tuva the choshev ba'am peinafshe kol besa afilu hachi have it fallen lemaida ochel v'hani habachazak lahani, that even though you left over so many trees and there were so many trees that you do not consume every single year, it is still a val chazaka ayin sham. And before we continue with the next gemara, let's point out that the Rashbam will explain that the next gemara is not talking about a case of cheskes gimel shanim. The gemara will be discussing a case where two people want to acquire something and they're using a kinyan of chazaka. Where Taisus points out the kashulri the lehavle the mikboya masis in the hacha the ayir becheskes gimel shanim. That if we're not talking about cheskes gimel shanim, then why did gemara bring it down in our sugya where our mishnah just spoke about cheskes gimel shanim, and we really should have brought down this case lekamon gabi chazaka shel kinyan later on after the mishnah daf membeis amud aleph, which discusses the kinyan of chazaka. And he also asked a may nakel chazaka tvei mishtar v'kesef v'chalipin. And lechayr, if we're talking about acquiring something, so why the Gemara discuss the case of kinyan chazaka if lemaisi could acquire kaka through shtar or kesef or chalipin as well? And have a leminket macher stam could nakel macher b'kulus sugid b'samach. Is when the Gemara discusses a case where someone is acquiring a sada, it doesn't specify as to what kinyan they used in order to acquire the sada, and just tells us that they acquired a sada stama ayin sham. We will learn the sugya based on the Rashbam, and the Gemara begins zehechzik b'yilanes v'zehechzik b'kaka. And as Rashbam explains, we're dealing with a scenario where Reuven sold a parcel of land, and for example, he sold 10 trees that were in a besa, and therefore all of these trees required all of this land in order to be healthy and in order to survive. And Lemaisa, when Reuven sold this field, he sold the trees to Shimon, and he sold the rights to the land to Levi. When the Gemara states zehechzik b'yilanes, that Shimon was machzik in the trees, v'zehechzik b'kaka, and Levi was machzik in the kaka, as we explained, it doesn't mean that he used the kaka or ilanes for 3 years, and instead it means they made a kinyan chazaka in the trees or in the kaka. And as Rashbam states, that Levi, who was going to acquire the kaka, was rough b'porto, and as the Bach adds in, ubali lanes peshchino, and Shimon, who was acquiring the trees, made a chazaka on the trees. I also Shimon vidis kaka kolach b'shloi the kaka nikdus b'kesa b'shtav chazaka. And as we stated, v'la b'cheses gimel shalom mari u'behedim mefarash kamei the b'shnei l'kuchas mari. And later on, we will specifically state that we're talking about a case where Reuven sold the field to one person and he sold the trees to a second person. The Gemara continues that certainly there's no question that Shimon will acquire the rights to the trees, at least until the point that the trees die. And there is also no question that Levi will acquire the rights to this land. However, Amar Zvid, Rav Zvid says, Zekon Ilanis v'Zekon Akaka, that although Shimon acquires the trees, but he only has the rights to the trees up until the point that the trees die. But once the trees die, then since Levi owns the Kaka, so Levi could say to Shimon that I don't allow you to replant your trees in this area. And the Gemara continues, Maskler Papa, so Papa asks a question of Zvid, Im Kain that Ain Lil Bali Lunis Bekaka Klum, Lame Le Bal Kakali Bali Lunis, Akari Lunch, Shkar Vizil. soil, that if the Bali Lanas doesn't have any right to the land and to the soil, once this tree dries up and it dies, then the owner of the land should be able to say to the Bali Lanas that you have no right to replant your trees in this area. And this is the way the Rashbam learns this question. And Lefi Zeh, the outcome is not actually a machlekes between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, as even Rav Zvid agrees that Shimon, who only has a right to his trees, will actually not be able to replant his trees once they die. And the reason why Rav Papa asked this question to Rav Zvid is because he doesn't feel that it makes sense that someone who will buy lanas will actually only buy it up to the point that these trees will die. And certainly a person wants to buy trees that he will be able to replant. And Ayin Taisis, who brings down the Peshat of Rashbam, and he brings down exactly as we explained, Pirush Luk Shishavshu, Va'afal Pisha Kachu Emes Rav Zvid, Mikom Mokim Parach Le'a Papa, Dein Tzvar Shiyitrik Oysa Miyad La'okroi, Pishiyavish Kivin Degimel Lanis Machaloi. However, Taisis continues and brings down a second Peshat, Va'oid Metzino Le'ema, and if you want, we could explain, Akari Lancho La'altakama. Rav Papa's question to Rav Zvid is that just like you stated, that the Bali Lanis doesn't have any right to the soil, and therefore once this tree dies, then the Bala Kaka could say to the Bali Lanis that you have no right to replant your tree. So similarly, then should be that Levi should be able to say to Shimon immediately that I don't want you to have your trees on my soil, as the Lumaisa using my nutrients, and I have a right to Kaka, and you have no right to the Kaka. And therefore, a Papa Yisra's Vid, that Lachir, Levi should be able to force Shimon to immediately cut down his trees. And Gemara continues, Elamar Papa, and therefore a Papa explains, Zekhan Yulanis Vichatzi Kaka, Vizekhan Chatzi Kaka, that in a Hanami, in a scenario where Reuben sells trees to Shimon and he sells the land to Levi at the same time, then it means to say that Reuben should have the trees as well as all kaka that he requires in order to keep these trees alive. And in a chinami, that if these trees would die, then Shimon would have the right to replant these trees, and Levi only has the right to the rest of the kaka. And we learned the Gemara based on the Rashbam, Dilma Maskel, Zekhan Ilanis Vechetzi Kaka, where the Rashbam states, Lav Davka Chetzi Kaka, El Kaka Tzarch Lilanis Tachteno Benem Vechutzlen, Kimloy Irvisailoy, the amount of space that a person that's picking the pears needs in order to go around a tree and collect these pears, and the amount of space that he needs to carry the basket while he's walking around the tree. And the Rashbam continues and brings a second shot, Inami, Dafka Kamachatzi, that in a Chinami, our Gemara meant exactly half, and we're talking about a case where there's a need for all the kaka in order to support these trees and in order to give them nourishment. And if Reuben would be selling these trees to Shimon, then Reuben would actually have to provide him with all this kaka. However, now that he's sold it both to Shimon and Levi, so therefore they have to split the kaka. And as Rashbam states, Rashbam continues, and even if we're talking about a case where Reuben only sold two trees to Shimon, we know that in Perek HaMechas Hasfina, the Gemara will tell us, if Shimon buys two trees for Reuben, then he has no right to any kaka. But certainly over here, Shimon would have right to that kaka. That since in this case, Shimon and Levi are buying the kaka and Ilonis at the same time, so Shimon, who bought the trees, will say to Levi, who bought the field, and therefore I also have a right to enough kaka to support my trees, and therefore we will have to split this kaka, as the Rashbam explained. And as we will see, the Gemara will bring the Svara on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis. Ayin Rashbu states, they would only have enough kaka that they could go and plant another tree in that space. The Rashbam continues and he argues on the point of the Rashbam, and he states that if Shimon bought two trees and he didn't buy three trees, then Shimon would have no right to any part of this kaka. And if his tree would dry up, then he would have to remove the tree and he would not be able to replant the tree. And it's important to keep in mind this machlik is between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, and also to keep in mind that this machlik is seems to only be in a case where Reuven sold his field to two parties and he sold the trees to one party. And for example, Reuven sold the trees to Shimon, and at the same time he sold the land and he sold the soil to Levi. And as we explained, Rav Zvid holds that just like the Baal HaSada doesn't have any right to the trees, so therefore the Baal Ilanis doesn't have any right to the soil, and therefore if any of Shimon's trees dry up, then he won't be able to replant them. However, Rav Papa held that since in this case Reuven is selling all his assets to Shimon and Levi, therefore when he's selling the trees to Shimon, he's giving Shimon the rights to go and replant the trees at a later point, and therefore he must have given rights to some of the kaka, and the rest of the kaka he sold to Levi. The Gemara will continue now and bring another din, and keep in mind that in this case we're not talking about a scenario where Reuven sold his kaka and his trees to two separate parties, but instead he only sold one of these items to a different party, but he kept the other part for himself. And as the Gemara begins, Pshita, that's Pashitas, Macha Kaka, Vishaya Lanas Lufana, of Yesh Lekako, that if Reuven sold land to Shimon, it specifically carved out of the contract and out of the deed, and Reuven specifically retained the rights to his trees that were in this Kako, then certainly if eventually the trees dry, then Reuven would certainly have a right to replant these trees, as certainly Reuven left himself a right to have Kako in order to be able to replant these trees. And as Rashbam states, Mocha Kako v'shaya ilanas l'fana v'afila inan el beiz, and even if there are only two trees, Yesh Lekako, Reuven has the right to the Kako, k'dei michya se ilanas v'tzorchon, for the amount of space that the ilanas need in order to grow properly, and also in order to service these trees, v'gam yoshu, and even if they dry out, yitachem v'mkaimon, v'adai meichel la'atzmai shaya kako, as certainly the meichel would leave over the Kako for himself, and certainly wants to make sense that he could service the trees, and that the trees will be healthy, and certainly wants to make sure that if the tree dries out, that he'll be able to replant this tree. And the Gemara continues and further explains that Fidler Rabbi Kiva da Amma Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha, even according to Rabbi Kiva that we will see in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalid, and the Gemara will discuss various cases, but in both cases Rabbi Kiva states that a Meicha always sells Bayin Yafa, and for example, if a Meicha sells a piece of property to Shimon, and meanwhile the Meicha retains a bar in the Sada, that the din is that the Meicha only has right to that bar, but he has no right of way in order to get access to the bar, and the only way he'll actually be able to get to that bar is by repurchasing from Shimon a path to the bar. And we see that even in a case where it'll be actually a detriment to the seller, that the seller still sells Ba'ayin Yafa. Therefore, the in our case as well, where it was Mechel Kaka V'shaya Ilanis L'fanav, maybe Reuven was Mechel Ba'ayin Yafa, and L'chir, at least according to Rabbi Kiva, the din should be that in like Kaka, that Reuven doesn't have any rights to the Kaka, and he wouldn't have an area that he could service the tree, and he wouldn't have even the nutrients in order to go and make sure that this tree is healthy, and he wouldn't be able to replant this tree if it dies. However, the Gemara states, that the only time Rabbi Kiva stated is only been a gay case where there was a pit or some sort of a cistern that was in the middle of the Sada. And therefore, as Rashbam explained, that according to Rabbi Kiva, so Reuven did not retain any right of way for himself in this land, and he sold all of the kaka up until the edge of the bar to Shimon. The reason is, as in this scenario, Reuven understood that even though he will give all the kaka of the sada to Shimon, Shimon will have no loss, and Shimon will be able to plant around the entire bar and up until the edge of the bar, and therefore Shimon will never be ma'ara against Reuven, and therefore Reuven sells Ba'in Yafa, and therefore Reuven actually has to buy right away if he wants to get to his bar. However, the Gemara continues, but in our case, we were talking about a scenario where Reuven sold trees to Shimon. Certainly, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Reuven will be Meshaya Kakla Atmoy, and will make sure to retain land around the tree. And we continue on Daf Lamed Zayin Beis, the Kamachshir Ba'ara, since Reuven knows that if he doesn't do so, that Shimon will come with claims and with tainus against him, that Lemaisa, his trees, are ruining the field that he sold to Shimon. As Rashbam states at the top of the Amid, the Kamachshir Ashroshim Bekaka, that the roots are actually ruining the Kaka, the Gam Akvim Samachresha, and the roots are also holding Shimon back from being able to plow his field properly. So Vaday Asaka Daiti L'Shaya La'atzmai Kaka Svivus Ilanes, and therefore certainly Reuven originally intended to make sure to keep Kaka around the trees. K'dei Shluyuchal HaLekech La'arulav V'loy Mekushi Yoshu Ilanes Akari Ilanesecha Shkal V'zil to Maski La'aroi. Reuven certainly contemplated that at some point these Ilanes may dry out, and at that point Shimon won't let him go and plant these trees, and therefore it must be that originally Reuven retained the rights to the Kaka in order to make sure they'll be able to access his Ilanes, and in order to make sure that if they dry out, that he'll be able to replant his trees. And as the Gemara states, the Elishaya, as if Reuven would not have left himself land, certainly he understood that Shimon would have the right to eventually tell him, uproot your tree and leave my field, as you have no right to my soil, and you have no right to replant your trees. And when the Gemara stated the Kamachshir Ba'ara, we explained the Gemara based on Rashbam that we're dealing with the roots of the tree. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who states, and you also can't plant underneath the trees, as the branches of Reuven's trees will block the rain, and the rain won't fall onto Shimon's crops. And even Rabbi Kiva, who generally holds that Meicha Ba'ayin Yafa Meicha, but certainly in our case, he would also agree that the Meicha definitely would retain the Makom Ilanos. The Gemara continues that although we just stated that it's Pashut that in the case where Reuven sold the Kaka to Shimon, that he retains the rights to Ilanis, even according to Rabbi Kiva. And when the Gemara continues and discusses the opposite scenario, and Machi Ilanis v'shaya Kaka lefanav, that Reuven Reuven sold the rights to the trees to Shimon, but he retained the rights to the kaka for himself. And the Rashbam points out, Shepirish loy kain, ha'ilonis ani meichel lecha, v'akaka ani ma'akev la'atzmi, and he specifically specified that I'm selling you the trees, but I'm retaining the rights to the kaka. And the Rashbam points out that certainly our Gemara is not talking about a scenario where Reuven sold three trees to Shimon. Certainly in that case, based on the Mishnah daf pei alef mid alef and ha'meichel ha'sfina, the Mishnah teaches us that certainly all would agree that Reuven sold the rights to the tree to Shimon, and together with the trees, he sold them the rights to the kaka that are needed for the trees, and certainly if those trees would dry up, then Shimon would have the right to replant the trees. However, the Rashbam explains that in our scenario, we're talking about a case where Reuven only sold two trees to Shimon, and therefore the Gemara explains, Pluk to Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, in this scenario, there will be machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, and Rabbi Kiva, the Amma Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha, is lay that according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that when Reuven sells anything to Shimon, he sells it Bayin Yafa, and therefore, though Reuven actually specified that he's retained the rights to the kaka, but certainly Reuven gave the rights to Shimon to replant these trees. And as Rashbam states, Rabbi Kiva Dam Meicha Bayin Yafa Meicha Isle Lekech Mokem Ilonis Ala Kaka Lita Chirim B'Mekayman Kishimusu. However, the Gemara states, Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, that hold that Meicha Bayin Rab Meicha less lay, then Shimon does not have a right to any kaka, and if these trees would dry up, then Shimon would not have a right to replant them. And as Rashbam states, Rabbanon in Le Kaka V'Mimusu Lo Yita Chirim B'Mekayman. And as we will see, that there's a Stam Mishnah on that Pei Alef Mid Alef, and the Rashi states, Hakrin Shnei Lonis Lo Kona Kaka, that if Shimon buys two trees from Reuven, then he doesn't have a right to the kaka, and if the trees would die, he would not have a right to replant them. Before we continue, let's remind ourselves of the machlekes that we had on Amud Aleph between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, a case where Reuven sold both his trees and the kaka to two separate parties, and he sold the trees to Shimon, and he sold the kaka to Levi, and we saw that Rav Zvid says, Zekon Ilonis Vizekon Kaka, and if Shimon's trees would die, Shimon would not have a right to replant those trees, and Rav Papa held that Shimon does have a right to replant these trees, as when Reuven sold him the tree, he sold him the right to the area around the tree in order that he should be able to eventually replant these trees. And of course, when you look at these two machlekesim, the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, and the machlekes between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, it seems that it actually is machlekes tanayim, and Rav Zvid holds like Rabbanon that meicha ba'ayin rahu meicha, and Rav Papa holds like Rabbi Kiva that meicha ba'ayin yafu meicha. However, the Gemara says that it's actually not going to be totally in this machlekes, and even though in the scenario that we just brought, Rabbi Kiva held meicha ba'ayin yafu meicha, but in our scenario that we had previously, Rabbi Kiva could actually hold like Rav Zvid. And similarly, although the Rabbanon stated that meicha ba'ayin rahu meicha, however, b'negeya our scenario where Reuven sold the trees to one party and the field to another party, in that case, Rabbanon may agree to Rav Zvid. And the Gemara continues and explains this point. Rabbi Kiva islay that according to Rabbi Kiva, it holds ba'ayin yafu meicha, and therefore the lekech has a right to the kaka. Va'afilu Rav Zvid da'ama inloy, and even according to the shita Rav Zvid that we had on Amud Aleph, who held that when Reuven sold the trees to Shimon, that if Shimon's trees die, that at that point Shimon would not be able to replant these trees. However, we could explain hanimili gabishnei lekuchais that the din and halacha Rav Zvid was only stated in a scenario where Reuven was selling all of his property, and he sold the trees to Shimon, and he sold the kaka to Levi. The omale, as Levi will say to Shimon, ki hechadidli lesli b'ilanes, just like when Reuven sold me the land, he did not sell me any of the tree, and I don't have a right to the pirus or the wood of the tree. So l'dchonami leslecha b'kaka, so when you bought the trees, you don't have any right to the kaka at all. And therefore, when the tree dies, then Shimon does not have a right to replant his tree. But over here, where Reuven is the seller, and he sold the rights to the tree to Shimon, then certainly he sold it by Yafa, and he certainly meant to allow Shimon to replant his trees after it dies. Gemara continues that we just stated, Rabbanon Leslie, in the case where Reuven only sold his trees to Shimon, then the Rabbanon hold that since Shimon only bought two trees, and the Rabbanon hold, therefore Shimon has no rights to any of the property, and if his trees die, then he would have to uproot them, and he wouldn't be able to replant these trees. The Gemara explains, and even according to Rav Papa who held that if Reuven sold the trees to Shimon and he sold the land to Levi, that if Shimon's trees die, that Levi would have to allow Shimon to replant these trees. Certainly that is true when you had two buyers and Reuven was actually not staying involved in the deal at all. And certainly in that case, Rav Bono would agree that Shimon will say to Levi that just like when Reuven sold you your property, he sold it by Yafa, and certainly Shimon has no shaykhus to this field any longer, and certainly there's no need for him to have any path, and certainly Reuven didn't retain any right of way in this sod at all. Therefore, the didi nami zavim by Yafa, it must be that when Reuven sold me these trees, he sold it to me by Yafa. Certainly in this case, since there's no skin off Reuven's back, back, as ultimately he's not going to be involved in this karka at all. Therefore, certainly he sold it to me by Nafa, and if either of these trees die, I would still have a right to replant these trees. However, Abel Hocha, Moicha Bayin Ra Moicha, but in the case where Reuven is actually staying involved in the Sada, so certainly in that case, he wants to retain any rights that he's able to keep, and therefore certainly when he sold Shimon the rights to the trees, he was only selling it to him as limited as possible, and he only sold him to the rights of the tree for as long as these trees remain alive. But once the trees die, Shimon will not have any rights to replant the trees. And as Rashbam points out, that the Gemara is going through this exercise in order to show that the machlekes between Razvid and Rapapa is not ketanoi, and as Rashbam states in Diba Masra, afilo Razvid, v'loi havi milsa ketanoi, ela kedivri akol. And Rashbam continues in Diba Masra, gabi shnei lukuchos, to ama bali lonis l'balakako, that the bali lonis says to the balakako, kehechid l'idcha zovim bayin yofo, that just like Reuven sold you your property bayin yofo, mashem machlo l'cham in akaka, al manas liyas l'chakaka shakoi lomis, he who perisar, and you have right to this kaka forever, after these zovim bayin yofo, therefore when he sold me my trees, he sold to me bayin yofo, l'icho perisi l'nasai, l'ilam shim yamusu, etta echayim tachtayim, de'in adun choytev le'loi, limka l'zeh bayin yofo, l'zeh bayin ra, certainly since Reuven will no longer have any shaykhs to this kaka, as he's selling both the trees as well as the kaka to third parties, and therefore certainly there's no reason that Reuven would have sold one piece of the property and he would have sold the actual land to Levi in one manner and then sold the actual Ilanis to Shimon in another way. Certainly Reuven meant to give the rights to Shimon and Levi that he should be able to use whatever they bought forever, and Shimon should have a right that if his Ilanis die, that Shimon should be able to replant the trees. And keep in mind that we explained our Gemara that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was selling two trees. However, Ayin and Tesis that says that our Gemara could even be talking about a case where Reuven would sold three trees, Ayin Shum. The Gemara continued that we mentioned previously that Reuven is trying to make a chazakah and there are 30 trees in three Beisa, then he is allowed to make a chazakah by using and utilizing these trees, k'demachzikei inchi, and as we explained, that if all the trees give up pears every single year, then he would have to consume the pears of all 30 trees for 3 years, and if only 10 of these trees give up pears every single year, then he'll only have to be machzik in 10 of these trees every year, and ultimately he'll be machzik in all 30 trees, and he will have a chazak on each one year, and that will be enough to be considered a full chazakah. And as we previously explained, that in order for trees to have enough nutrients that they could be sustained and they could live, you have to plant 10 trees within a beisa on 2,500 square amis, and that is enough nutrients that could support and could sustain these trees. Therefore, where there is property that has 10 trees in a beisa, that's considered a stay ilanais. However, our Gemara continues, Amri Nadoi, that Nadoi stated, Achlo Ritzufim Inle Chazakah, that if instead of planting 10 trees per beisa, Reuven went and planted 15 trees in a beisa. And since it's not normal to plant this amount of trees in such a small amount of space, therefore Reuven would not be able to create a chazakah by using these trees for 3 years. As Rashbam explains, Achlo Ritzufim Lahani Shleishim Milanis Kagun Shin Tuin Tesvav Beisa, Ein Chazakah, Vafil Achlo Kul and Kol Shal Shanim, and even if he actually used all 15 trees for 3 years, as certainly it won't be normal for him to keep all 15 trees in this amount of space, and at some point, in order for all these trees to be able to survive, he'll have to uproot some of these trees and move them to another location. And keep in mind that Lefid Rashbam, that previously on Daflam and Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara was talking about a chazak of Shal Shanim, then we took a break and we started talking about a kinyan of chazakah, and now we're going back to the din of chazak of Shal Shanim, and at Tzarech Bia, why the Gemara would actually take this break. However, as we will see, the Gemara's maskana will be that Nadoi is actually talking about a kinyan of the kaka and not necessarily about a chazak of Shal Shanim. And the Gemara continues, Maskala Rava, so Rava asks a question, El Me'ata, if Nadoi is telling us, if someone would want to make a chazaka on a certain product which is so condensed that at some point you're going to have to move those items and therefore it's not considered a chazaka, L'chir Hai Mishra Das Basta B'Mai Koni La, we know that Spasta, which was Michael Behema, is the type of a plant which they used to plant very condensed, and then at a later point, they would actually stretch it out and they would replant it and it would be less condensed. And L'chira, if you're telling me that you can't make a chazakah on anything that's condensed, then how will you be able to make a chazakah on a spasta? And we know that the Gemara Daf Chaf Chesam and Beis taught us that certainly there is an ability to make a chazakah on a spasta. And Rashbam points out that in a chenami, this question of Rava is really not a major question, because certainly we could be mechal between the case of a spasta and the case where someone planted 15 trees in an area of a beisah, as in the case of a spasta, that's urchei, and this is the normal way to plant aspasta. Certainly, you're not ruining the aspasta and you're not ruining the ground by doing so, and therefore, you could create a valid chazaka. However, Nadoi is talking about a scenario where someone planted 15 trees in a besaw, and certainly that's not very good for the kaka, and definitely won't be very healthy for the trees, and therefore, certainly in that case, it's not going to massacre inchi, and therefore, the chazaka would not be valid. However, the Rashbam explains that Rav Hu Leslie High Svara over Milsa Ba'alma Hu Demukilu Lanadoi, and therefore, he wants to say that Nadoi was not talking about the scenario, and as the Gemara continues, Elam Rav, and therefore, Rav explains, Machu Ritzufim Ein Le Kaka, that if Reuven sells 15 trees to Shimon, and those 15 trees are situated in the area of Beisah, so certainly, as we just saw, that Lefi Rava, if Shimon would actually go and use these 15 trees for 3 years, and he would consume all their pears, then certainly Shimon would create a chazaka, as Lemaisa Rava is not mechalik between the case of the trees and the case of Aspasta. However, Rava teaches us that when Reuven sells these trees to Shimon, since these trees are planted in such a small amount of area, therefore certainly Lemekel Meshrish Kai, and certainly at some point these trees will die because they don't have enough nutrients, then certainly when Reuven sold these trees to Shimon, he was only selling it to him for their actual wood, and he didn't mean to sell him the kaka, and therefore if these trees die, then Shimon will not be able to go and replant these trees. As Rashbam states, Elam Rava, if we're going to say halacha b'negei ritzufin, this is the halacha that we would state, that machu ritzufin ain't like kaka, k'goyin shenatuin yosim v'yod beisah, hacha lo yamrinan ha'kain shleishi lanis kana kaka, that even though we said that l'divri akal, if someone sells 3 trees to Shimon, then certainly he has a right to the kaka around it, and he'll be able to replant these trees. However, that is only because it's considered a stay ilan, but over here, since you planted 15 trees in a beisah, and you planted more than 10 trees per beisah, ain't zeh stay ilan, d'la'aka l'sharish kaimi, and certainly in order to keep these trees alive, you would have to uproot the trees and go and plant them in another area. And as Rabbeinu Geshem states, ein l'lekeach kaka d'choshevu kiyar, as this field is considered like a forest, and ma yar lo yimocha leitzim, as certainly when Reuven would sell a forest to Shimon, then certainly he's only selling him the wood, not giving him a right to replant these trees, hainami lo yimocha leitzim, and therefore in this case as well, when Reuven sold these fields to Shimon, he did not mean to sell him the rights to the property, and he did not mean to give him rights that if these trees fall down or they die, that he would be able to replant these trees. The Gemara continues that regarding this din that Rava just stated that Machu Ritzufim Ein Lekaka Am Reb Zera, and Reb Zera stated Kitanoi, that this din of Rava is dependent on the Machlekes Tanoim, and the Rishonim explained that Reb Zera wanted to say this because he wanted to show that Rava is going Dafka Lefi Reb Shimon, who's a Das Yachid, and therefore we don't pass him like Rava. And the Mishnah Maseches Klaim teaches us Karam Shinu Tu Al Pachs Me'Aba Amos, if you have a bunch of vines that are planted within 4 amos of each other, Reb Shimon Oime Ein Karam, Reb Shimon says since they're so close to each other, therefore it's not considered a vineyard, and therefore the dinim of a vineyard does not apply. I in the last Taisis on the Amid, where Taisis brings 2 examples. Number 1, and the din of Klaya Karam would not apply, and therefore if you want to plant anything else near this Karam, you could do so as long as you don't plant within 3 tvachim. But certainly the standard share of Dal Amis doesn't apply, as this doesn't have a Shem Karam, and each vine is considered a lone plant and a lone vine. And Taisis continues and brings another example on Afkamina, or the Inyamisha not the Karam Vlechilai, and also has a lachak ramifications, but the Geir Din of someone that plants a vineyard, he was not able to use that vineyard yet, as it was still within the first 3 years, and it was still considered Allah. We know that generally, if someone just planted a vineyard, then he wouldn't have to go out to war. However, in our case, since this is not considered a vineyard, therefore he will not be dispensated from going into the Muhammad and from joining the army. Keep in mind that the Shita of Rava fits in with the Shita of Shimon, that just like over here, that since you planted a karam in a smaller amount of area that's required for a karam, so Rav Shimon holds it's not considered a vineyard, and similarly Rava would hold that in the case where you planted too many trees in a besah, that it's also not considered a stay ilan, and therefore when Reuven sold you such trees, he did not mean to sell you the kaka, and if the trees die, you would not be able to replant the trees. However, the Chum say harizu karam, that's still considered a karam, and since in order for these vines to stay alive, you will eventually have to remove some of these vines, therefore halachically we look at it as if these vines were already removed, and therefore we consider this a vineyard, and the halachas of Klai Karam, as well as the halachas of being chayza me'or chamachama would apply, and therefore if Zera holds that the Chum would argue on Rava, and they would hold that even though Reuven sold to Shimon 15 trees within a besah, and generally they can't survive, but l'maisa we would have to look at it as if the 5 trees would be removed from this area, and therefore would still be considered a stay ilan, and if any of these trees would die, and the Rabbanim would hold that Shimon would still have a right to replant these trees, and as Rashbam states, therefore therefore, Rav Zeira points out that the Shita of Rava is Dafka going Lefi Rav Shimon and not Lefi the Chachamim, and we will stop over here.